Welcome to danielswindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is prayer week 35, Colossians 1, 9 through 12. It's another long one of Paul, and it's another one about praying often, or this one's actually unceasing. So for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. So let's start in, when you take Paul's prayers, you got to take it in increments, because I mean, just the little phrases is enough to pray over somebody. It makes a great change in people's lives and our lives, but he just sticks so much together here. And so he says, for one thing, he's not ceasing to pray, so he doesn't start and stop prayer. He continues, like we talked about the other day, he continues in prayer for somebody. Keep the person on their prayer list. You don't have to pray it out, you know, religiously or without power or without grace or just going through the motions, but it needs to be that we love one another so much that we cry out to God, that we pray God, you know, unceasingly to help this person. We have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. So that's one thing that is greatly, greatly lacking in the church, is people knowing what God's will is for their life. They're kind of shooting aimlessly. I think a lot of people are not even looking for God's will because of our teaching is so much about our will, our desires. You know, delight yourself in God, and he'll give you desires of your heart, which is true. But I think maybe we don't know exactly how to delight in the Lord, and we're actually trying to delight in our future plans and what God has for us and who we can be in him, rather than delight in just who he is, the person he is. And so we have not ceased to pray for you to ask you that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. So that's one thing I pray all the time, Lord, that I may know the knowledge of your will, and that so-and-so may know the knowledge of the will, that even the pastor may know the knowledge of God's will, and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So that's a three strong cord. You know, you hear me talk about that often. Is like a rope. A rope, if you're in a pit and you have a rope thrown down to you, you'll want a yarn thrown down to you. You don't want one strand thrown to you. You want a completely new rope that has three pieces wrapped around each other to make it strong. And here's what it is knowledge, it's wisdom, and it's understanding. You're going to find that through Proverbs. Proverbs is a big old rope with three strong cords. It's also found in Ecclesiastes. So when you have a wisdom, when you have knowledge, when you have understanding, that's a rope. So he said, be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Because what's the benefit of knowing God's will when you don't know how to do it? And all of us been there, right? In fact, you're probably there right now. So maybe fills the knowledge of his will. So even when you happen to understand or get to the knowledge of his will, we need spiritual wisdom and understanding. God, what this is your will, but please help me understand exactly how you want this played out. How am I supposed to proceed forward with this? I know that's your will because I'm not quite sure. So once we know God's will, which a lot of people don't, we need his spiritual wisdom to accomplish it and understanding to do it. With wisdom, get understanding. The most principal thing is wisdom, but get understanding with that. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. So we talked about the other day about be counted worthy of our calling. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. I think a lot of people are not walking in the manner worthy of the Lord. We're kind of walking in the flesh, and when we're in the flesh, we cannot please God. Flesh cannot please God. We can only please God when we walk in the Spirit, so we don't fulfill the desires and ways of the flesh. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. So that alone is worth praying for somebody. Lord, help me walk worthy of you. And Lord, help someone so walk worthy of you. To please him in all respects. And being fruitful in every good work. Increase the knowledge of God. So that's another three strong cord. That's another rope. So why do we want to know God's will and have spiritual wisdom and understanding on how to fulfill God's will in our life? So let me walk worthy of him, to walk worthy of him, to please him in all respects and bearing fruit in every good work, increase the knowledge of God. So we want to please him. So I guess it's more than a three strong, but we want to please him. You can't please him, you know, unless you have faith. You can't please him unless you're walking in his ways. So we want to please him. We want to bear fruit in every good work, not just some, and everything. Wouldn't it be great if you were fruitful in everything you do? Fruitful at work, fruitful at home, fruitful, you know, at church. And, you know, all your conversations were being fruitful, is you know, compelling and propelling people forward. It's, you're encouraging. Whatever you do, you're helping somebody. Don't you want to be fruitful in everything you do? I mean, I don't want to be unfruitful in anything I do. I don't want anything just to be useless. I want to everything I do to have an impact on myself and on those around me, and that's what he's saying, praying about. It says, bearing fruit in every good work. Lord, help so and so bear fruit in every good work and everything they do, Lord. And if they're doing something that doesn't bear fruit, then teach them that's not your will, and so that they may get rid of it, and so that they may pick up something that is your will and bear fruit in it. Increasing in the knowledge of God. So we want to always be increasing in the knowledge of God. The more you obey God, the more you follow His will, the more you will increase in knowledge and understanding of that will. So increase in knowledge of God, strengthened with all power. Many times when we do find God's at will and we start going forward, that we're not strong because this is something new we're doing. And anytime it's God's will to do something, we're not able to carry it out in the flesh. We have to carry it out in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. It's the only way you're going to fulfill the will of God, the ways of God. If you're not walking in the Spirit, you're going to feel the desires of your flesh, and that doesn't please God at all. And so we want to be strengthened, you know, with all power, and as we get more knowledge, as we get more obedient to follow God's will, we're increasing knowledge of God, strengthened with all power to fulfill it, to carry it out according to His glorious might, not to our glorious vain, you know, idea or might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience. You know, how many times we pick up something new and just drop it because we don't have the power or the strength to carry it out? We want to be steadfast. Yes, we want to continue to be better and better at something and carry a heavier and heavier load. It's called progressive overload if you're, you know, in a strength training. And that's one thing we need to do with God too, is be able to carry spiritual things more and more so that God may be glorified and that we may receive the victory. So increase the knowledge of God, strengthen of all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of steadfastness and patience. And patience, you're going to have patience. The flesh has no patience. Your flesh wants instant gratification. But if we're going to walk according to the will of God, God's will is going to take some time. It's going to take a ways. And you're going to have to be strengthened. When He first tells your will, you're not going to be able to carry it out in a day. It's going to take some time for you to grow into it, to be qualified for it, and to be strengthened in it, and it's going to cause steadfastness, and you're going to have to be patient. So the power according to His glorious might for the attainment of steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father. So if you're trying to push forward in God's will and you don't have joy, you're just trying to do it in your own flesh, you're trying to do it in your own timing, you're trying to do it in your own way, you're not going to be joyous about it. And that's what we need to pray about, is that you learn to have steadfastness and patience, and that way you can enjoy the journey. I'm a person that's had difficulty to enjoying the journey. I want to get to the destination and then get my next mountain and get to the destination. I want to accomplish. And God is trying to accomplish His Spirit in me. And God is trying to accomplish His Spirit in us. And that's what work is for, that let God do His work rather than us. Because if we're trying to work on ourselves and we're just trying to, you know, fulfill, carry out God's will, it's not going to be carried out. We cannot. Our flesh is not strong enough to carry out the will of God. We need Him, and that's what prayer is about. Prayer is about strength. You know, reading the Bible, you know, is about making, you know, separating the right from the wrong, separating from the dark from the light, separating from who we once were to who we should be in Christ Jesus. But that doesn't really bring power. It doesn't bring strength. Power and strength belongs to when we come to Him. And, you know, in prayer and fasting and acknowledging our need for Him and His power and knowing His will and His strength. According to His glory and power for the chain of steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Now He is talking about qualifying us. So went through all that stuff so that He has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints. So we need to be qualified. You know, like this world chooses, if you're going to go get a job, you better be qualified for that job already. But that's the way the world works. But God, He likes to develop us. He's a developer. And so He chooses us before we're qualified, and then He qualifies us on the way. So we don't want to stop short, you know, and stop the process of being qualified. Who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints? So just to share in the inheritance of the saints, you got to be qualified and for that. So Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12 has quite a bit of prayer in here. You can just take sections of it and just pray over yourself and see progress in, you know, in the work that God is doing in you, and praying for other people and seeing the progress that God is doing in them too. So keep on praying for this reason also, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased to pray for you. So make it a point, and not by your own power or your own might, but go to the Lord. It says, Lord, teach me how to pray unceasingly. Teach me to love prayer. Teach me how to slow down and be steadfastness and patience so that I can pray on a regular basis and not start and go. Go and stop. But we want to pray unceasingly, because if we're going to go up that hill, we need to continue to go, making that stride. You don't want to stop, and then it's harder to get going again once you stop. But we want to continue and continue as progress goes each and every moment. Thank you.